And volume 6 begins with letter number 1529. Baruch Hashem.
This is dated the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, 1952, in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to, with great titles, to Ephraim Eliezer Sheikh Yakoyen Yolos. He was the rabbi in Philadelphia. And the Rebbe says that he was a man with a really beautiful, angelic almost looking face, with a bright red, with white beard like Snow White. And he was come to the Rebbe's for bringing, and he was very given a lot of honor by the Rebbe, and he was devoted to the Rebbe's causes and helped a lot of ways. So here the Rebbe writes them like this: Shalom Uvracha. At timely and with pleasantness, I received your letter of the 27th of Nisan and from Erev Chodesh Iyar. And as you requested, I read your note on the holy resting place at Zion when I was there on Erev Chodesh Iyar. And for sure, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, will arouse great mercy as far to those matters that you write in your note. And also in those matters that are in between the lines. And also in the parts that are hinted in the white of the paper, as the brought down in the Maimer of Chukhoisa in the Kutatoira and the Shirashir of the Ramasch Bir Simaniki Chhoisa Peri Gimel and in many places of Chasidus. He talks about the advantage of the white that surrounds the letter relative to the actual letters that are written on the parchment. Basically, there is lit in the lines, between the lines, and the white part of the letters. Thank you for you're beginning to participate in the institution of all the Yosef Yitzchok, and it is great the reward as brought in the Mishnah that schar mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah is a mitzvah, comes from the language of connection. The reward of a mitzvah is that you get a connection, that you get connected and you get tied to the one who is the Baal HaRatzin, the one who wants it, who instructs the mitzvah. And likewise is also the inyan of connection with the person who name that institution carries. It's called Ola Yosef Yitzchak. That's the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe's father-in-law. And when we call it by a name. So calling means also when you call something, you're drawing down. It's a Kriya Vamshocha. And even though that's from the stone that the person uses, you can tell the strength of a person. You can tell from the Eberster, Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu, we get a perception just from something small, you know really the power. So the Rebbe is basically saying that even though, in other words, on his level, it's not such a big thing. In other words, you can do better. In other words, when somebody can give an amount, you can really tell what they can do. So this is not it, but the Rebbe says, I'm hoping that this is only a beginning and an opening. This is the opening of a like an eye of a needle, especially in the time of Sfira. It's known that the 50th gate is higher even than Shara Hamishim. That's the 50th gate is higher than Chochmah Bina, even though it's called Shara Hamishim of Bina. Explained at length in the Tirush Svira and the Kuditoira, and then Seif Mamor, Tavshim, Yamad Lahud, Yamaskir of Mincho. The Rebbe gave some references in the notes over there. And as you asked, instructed, here is my letter to Mr. Nachman Perlstein in Lashon HaKodesh, as you asked. And I am going to rely on you that if it needs more explanation, you will help with the explanation. You will interpret it to the person.
In the value of 6, letter number 1530, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, she is based, Shalom Avraham.